speak to many with. Golden Shoulder, we have a mutual fellowship. Doesn't even death does separate each other. We live on somewhere. Love moves on. I draw centered on the love of the saints. Where it comes to be a place, where it comes in sleep, love is the principle on the love. Happy to be here as I say again, thank you. Had this opportunity to talk to each other about the warmth, and tonight is the healing of the closing of the Bible. And we're going to try tonight if possible to minister to everything we want that we possibly can. But most of the time, men are painfully sick. Now, I got home just very late. The next day, I was on Saturday, on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, I had a third Saturday afternoon. Late, I had several emergencies that had to be taken care of right at once. And then I left last night. Got in just a little while ago, about an hour. I have surgery this afternoon and tonight, tomorrow at noon, I have surgery to do all the in. So, you see, we're in the process of just coming on the move. But we're very happy to be anywhere that we can speak just a little word for Jesus as well. I'm so thankful for the ministers here and seeing us kind of inspire or help them along. That's the purpose of being here, trying to help others. I can never take the best in all the world myself. It's working to house us together. And together, when we can unite ourselves, forgetting about our churches, our doctrines, and so forth, and just know this one thing, Christ is crucified. And know that among us. And I think that God is seeking to do a marvelous work by faith. I believe we're going to see the meeting of the Spirit like we have never in all the ages. I feel led to say this with myself for some time, but I have few people. I believe that the little motion that God has given to document together, God is going to set it up again. That if there's nothing else that would be more marvelous than what he does at this time, God has given to us to do more than before. I believe it would be more gracious than everything we have. Pray for me. And if others could get the inspiration and just move up close to God like a great Christian army go marching home. I want to say again for me, it's a little critical to think that the system is just doing something. I didn't get to open some of them until they got home. All the things. Even the little girl and I, when they got home, when someone gave me a box of cookies, she said, I'm going to go to the street. She said, I was a girl and I was very happy in the hand. Now, that we do not wish to take too much. Now, how many people are in the building here today that are Christians? Let's see our hands from the Christians of the Lord. Oh, my God. Is there any sinner? Let's see if anybody's a sinner. You mean if you're not?
I
And just between just for a moment, I'm going to bow our head. Our Heavenly Father, we're there for you. You preach the word, the message, day long. Those who without the Holy Spirit, may they come to them. They have real time old religion, that's right. Because if you're true,
30 days, and the younger, get it all together, and come to the journey to the farm.
Instead of coming right out and saying what he is and confessing his sins before God, he'll try to hide behind the sun. And here was a searching of God. Walking, running up and down in the garden, screaming for his lost daughter. The father, hunting, searching for his son. And surely the son searching for the father. And today, it's just the same. Just as soon as man sins, and instead of coming out and confessing his sins before God, he'll try to get back. He'll try to hide behind something. He'll try to get a self-made religion. Look at Adam. They made paper fig leaves. He cut that around. The fig leaves. But when they came to the place where God called Adam and Eve to stand before him, they realized that they had a man-made religion. The word religion means a covering. And they were covered by self-made Abram. You see? Now, that strain is in man yet today. And instead of trying to come God's way of repentance and bleeding on his son, letting the blood of his son cleanse us from our sin, we slip around, try to find some other way, some way of escape from coming God's way. We'll say, well, this religion, we'll join this, or we'll do this, we're not quite so strict. And the big made leave, when they had to face God, was no good. And you'll find out, my dear friend, that man-made theory will not stand when you're coming down to the last breath of this body and this life. It's good to live with those things, but you can't die by them. Now, I guess for my age of the ministry, I've probably stood by as many dying people as anyone of my age, because I've been much hauled on to the dying. Not long ago, a certain young lady in our city had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She came up to the tabernacle. Another young lady in the city, very popular, belonged to a modern type of religious group that denied the blood and the covering and said that we were a cult and a bunch of holy rollers because that we believed in the saving grace of Christ. If that's what it takes to be a holy roller, then I am one. For I believe in the blood. This young lady went to dance shows, but she was the Sunday school teacher in the church. The church denied the blood of Christ. Said there was no such a thing. The pastor said it dried up 1900 years ago. The social gospel. And by and by, the young lady got out with the boy. Fine-looking little lady. This little girl came up the tabernacle. She kind of dressed kind of old-fashioned. She used to go down the street here, hair pulled back as tight as she could get it without the, ever what you call the manicure on her face, whatever what the set is that they wear, on down the street she would go. Yes, it's the truth. We teach against it. God help preachers to get out to the gospel. Listen, ladies. There was only one woman in the Bible that ever painted herself to meet a man, and that was Jezebel, and God sent her to the dogs. So when you see where that's at, do the dog meet? That's exactly what it was. God sent her to the dogs. You don't want to be like her. God will make you pretty in your ways. Pretty is as pretty does. But even our holiness churches are letting down. You know that. better come back to the old Huey line again. Back to the gospel. Now, notice this young lady, she just carried on everywhere. Went out to dancing, farming, and so forth. She's taken sick. Didn't understand what was the matter, but when the doctor got to her, she had a venereal disease, keeping for her body. Tried to be shocked, but it didn't work. So the pastor told her she could run on ahead because she was a Sunday school teacher. So they all gather in the room to see her go out, and the angels of the Lord come together. Just passed from the street a little while before that. Pastor was standing out in the hall of the home, lovely big home, fine and people. Just stepped out of the room with the Sunday school class all in singing songs to see her go to heaven. And the pastor stepped out and spoke out in the hall. And when death struck the girl, she began to get history. She said, "Where is that girl?" They said, "What girl?" They said, "Here's all your flesh." She said, "I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that girl that called her name that was up there at the tabernacle that used to speak to me about my soul." They said, "Go get her." They went to the pastor, and he came running in. He said, "Now, honey, listen," he said, "so call the doctor and give you a shot. You're just a little hysterical." She said, "I'm not hysterical." She said, "You deceiver of man. I'm lost going to hell because you taught me that." And the girl died and went out to meet God lost, crying for the girl that was trying to tell her what was right. Look, brother, when you come down to the end of this life's journey, you wish you'd had lived a holy life. Be sure to remember that. Now about your church, what you belong to, that doesn't mean nothing. What you are in your heart. That's right. God ain't going to ask you whether what church you belong to, it's what you are in your heart. It's what God's going to do. Notice how the Jesus speaking here about the Father and the Son going away. He must have been had this on his mind, how that God searching, calling, telling the people to repent. And today the Holy Spirit is still going through the land, calling out to the lost and the dying. Before we leave to hear about the big names, I wish to say one more word. Notice what God did. God, when he met with Adam and Eve, they had their own made religion. As in 24 hours ago, someone said, "Brother Bradshaw, what my religion is?" He said, "My religion is the golden rule. What religion is heaven?" I said, "That's good, but that hasn't got any salvation." That's right. Except the man be born again, he would know why there is a born of the Spirit of God. Renewed, regenerated, become a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new. The bird changed over, going to look this way, trying to live this way. Why did the bird leave? Now, but then, when they stood before God, Adam was afraid to come out and said, "I'm naked." Now notice, God went out and got in and come in and made aprons and tied them around. Now notice, if God got in, he had to kill something. Something had to die to make a covering. And he killed something. He got the skin off of it. And something died in their place because of him he was there. So an innocent victim had to die for the guilty to cover them up. And so is it today, friends. Not the golden rule, which is all right. Not the Ten Commandments, which is holy. But God killed something to cover you up. His Son, Christ Jesus, died on Calvary, the innocent, for the children, to make a way that you and I might be innocent in Him before God. That's the thing that the Holy Spirit is searching the land today to try to find someone to believe on Him on the side of Jesus. Now, a story starts, very pathetic story to me. So I shall try to focus just a little bit now. This is what we let's set a drama this afternoon. Picture back just a little bit. So that the children might receive God's help, our children. Not long ago, the great theater we were out with, Captain Allen, Dr. Bowser was taking his dress, 50 or 50 as jumpy as he did, and someone stepped up with plain clothes on, tucked his shoulder. But I'd like to have a word to say. Dr. Bowser said, that's not customary here, sir. Short is traditional, he was Captain Allen Frost. And he said, yes, sir. He said, friends, 10,000. And yes. And he said, Captain, I'm Captain Al Farrar. He said, most everyone here knows me because my native home is here in Washington. Home. He said, my business is to break up rats. And he said, when I heard this brand of a pair of friends of the sick, I went to Red Nose. That I've seen those things, I heard the preacher speak, and it didn't seem like a racketeer to me. That we brought, went and got a medical doctor and sent a little boy in there that was being paralyzed, and his limbs polio. Polio was just leaving. And said when he came to, we stayed 2 nights, finally got him along the line. He said when he came to, Brother Brandon said, he's a victim of polio. And he asked the father if he could plead. And so the father was on the plea court. And said he said he would believe. Said Brother Brandon said, within the space of 8 days, the boy shall be well. And said we watched. And said the little lad standing behind the curtain here tonight, perfectly normal. We turned back to school. He said, I want you all to well rest assured of this. We check their findings, what they do with it. And the thing is that I want you to know that it's not a racket, that is truly the hand of Almighty God. The next day, he takes me down to this big jail where they had there, and they had the young ladies in there. Some of them, guns, fighters. They were walking up and down the floor, cursing one another. He said, what do you think of that, Brother Brennan? I said, oh, my. I said, can I speak a word to them? Certainly. I went down to the young man there, and there they were in there in the horrible position. He showed me how from his desk, he'd press the button, he would open certain cells, they could only see from here. Someone would shoot him, he touched the button here, and it locked every police and everything all around the place. Then after he was finished, he had 2 guards with him, and when we went down into the gallery, he said, you like guns, don't you, Brother Brandon? I said, yes. We went down into the gallery, beneath, way down, the cell line. He said, here's where we practice with the young man. He began to tell how far you could be from one place to the other, and how to shoot, so forth. And I noticed he kept looking down at me, and I wondered what he was going to do. Just this, the officers that were with him, and we were in this little place alone, metal all around. The Brother Brown said, yes, sir, what do you think we're going to show? I thought, oh. He said, we wonder if there's a chance for you. I said, what do you mean? He said, I haven't been no bad man. He said, I try to hold up the law and do what I got to do. He said, but I really want to find and I said, do you believe? He said, yes, sir. But I haven't found it. I brought to the church. I said, it's only because I threw myself. not going to church here for years, but I don't know. That's
thank you.
you get a sun tan, or if you lift a brand and you try to get her to tan into a rail or something behind her, just as far as I can even hold her. That's right. You get the right kind of tan, that's the right. That's the kind of man you need. A day.
Now I
How many of you ever had an old fashioned mother like that? Let's see if I can. Oh, aren't you lovely and sweet? Take care of my boy. He's gone out with the world, and I don't know what will happen to him when we take care of him, Father. Pray. Did you ever have your mother pray for you? Oh, I want my little old mother, I'll see her go back in her room to herself. One would be without food and kneel down on her knees and cry out to God. God give us some more affection for his mother like that. That's the backbone of our nation. That's right. Good God save mothers. I can see her crying out to God, God take care of my boy. No matter what you ever do, she's. Her heart's always ready for him to come back. Then I can see the old daddy just weary, walking back and forth up and down on the outside. From the barn up to the house, back and forth. Now your mother goes through a rough matter there. Oh, I don't know, mother. You know, our parents, they're good God save people, they worry about their children. I'm father myself, and I've got a boy sitting just standing right now. God knows what I'm blessing. I just went over the head of God and said, you let me die 10,000 times. That's right. Ready to say, it's the love that we have for our offspring. That's the reason God so loves for us. His offspring. But he paid himself to die so that we might be free. I notice this father weary walking back and forth up and down. The next day, when it comes time for the boy to leave, I'm seeing packing his suitcase and get out there. I'm seeing the boy and say, so long, folks, and sorrow. Mother, say, just a moment. Before you go, let's have prayer one more time. Kneel down before you, see the old mother, have her arms around one another. Praise God. God, we praise the Kentucky for this far. He's gone out from the way from us now, wandering. Please, Father, take care of him. I'm going to say, for this restless father, pray. They didn't want to hear them prayers of mother and dad no more. He had other things on his mind. That's the reason sometimes we're impatient. Just need to wait a few minutes. Can't pray, can't wait for prayer. But there will come a time, friend, you'll have all the eternity to think about. Pray now. Be ready now to meet the Master. I'm here to pray and get up. Mother try to hug him, and he turned his head, and Dad put his arms around him, cried, oh, you all. Long off and cut off on the road of the hill, I see father and mother standing there with her hands arms around one another, waving goodbye to him as he went off over the hill, down into the city to be with the rest of the world. And this parent I see him return back into the house again, weeping, crying, praying. I see him get to this big crowd down there, and as long as his money lasted, he was a good fellow. That's the way the world treats you. As long as you got money, you got friends. But when your money's gone, your friends are gone. That's dry weather friends. I know a friend who stick by you if you haven't got a penny. Jesus Christ, Son of God. I've been to a place where I had not a cent. He loved me. He loved me just as much as I was and had a penny. If we had $1,000,000, he loved me just the same. That pure, holy, unadulterated love comes from God down into his people. That's why we should love one another with that God's love. You know it. And I could see him and drink in the places and gambling devices and all the little things and so forth. And after a while, his money was gone and his friends were gone. He was a popular boy. He could have had a date with any of the girls. But when his money was gone, they were gone with the crowd. That's just the way the devil is. As long as he's got money, he's popular. All right. But when that time wears out, you're a dependent. That's all for the world. And I can see he had to get himself a job. So he went to a citizen of the country.
A hellraiser. Look where they dropped from now. A Jew. Not even supposed to put their hands on the carcass of a hellraiser. And he was needy. He was starving. And he had to take a job. And to give him the worst thing, that's the way the devil does. Just as soon as he can get you started down the hill, he'll plant you with everything he's got. And man, I'll speak to you.
Well, we've always been talking all the time. him down on the floor and begin to pray. Not little enough. I'm here praying, oh God, take him to the Lord. Wherever he is, what a state he is, take care of his father and send him home. Where he has him down in the hall. On the hall. The angel of God. Boy, wake up. Talk to him, said, oh, what about you just get back to him? Think of my father's head, all the wealth he has, and all the things he can give me. Here I am laying here, dying in the morning, laying in a home. And the Bible says he came to you himself. And that's what the church needs to do today, is come to himself. To realize who is your father. But sometimes we act as though we have no heavenly father. All the goodness of heaven belongs to the church. Divine healing, salvation, freedom from worry, for anything, all belongs to the church. Jesus died, and we inherit all that God has through him. Heirs of the kingdom, rich, my father's rich thousand land. He holds the wealth of the world. That's how we are. We just come to yourself. So I can see him as he begins to come to himself and say, oh, if I could just go home. But I'm sinning and I'm no worthy to go home. So what can I do? See, I think of your time when he was with us. When he was sick, his mother brought the cradle, take him back and forth up and down the roof and love him and care for him. Now there's nobody to love and care for him. He's out in the cold world for a shit for himself. All he hears drumming is so tough. I can hear him begin to sing an old song, and maybe that is another tune. I believe it goes something like this. If I could hear my mother's prayer, if I could hear her little voice say, how glad I would be, if I could hear my there's your old mother, would you like to hear her in the bedroom? Maybe I'd be a little girl. Oh, if he could hear his mother, he needs his bottle down. He's praying now. And I know it's down there at the end. I see Father just being breathless. Get up in front of his pole and walk out from the gate at midnight. Put down on the cross of the path. Wonder if you heard his voice. Go song like that. And father, things like this. I used to see daddy had a red egg. He used to get out of it. He used to get out of his box. He used to just think, oh, baby, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
someday we're going to see him, aren't we? If you're not sure about your experience, come now, will you? What we say? That bright day may be tomorrow. That bright day may be tomorrow. That bright day may be tomorrow. All the others go home. Won't that be a happy meeting? Won't that be a happy meeting? Won't that be a happy meeting?
Thank you. You and I are all over. There he goes now.